Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to What Jail Is Like!
Yeah.
Improvisational comedy for you. And for our, that lovely, lovely, fine thing. Right behind that is that ass.
What up, y'all? You don't stop.
We are totally pleased with our own existences right about now.
He's a kite.
What's up?
Woohoo!
Oh, man.
Free basin funions.
Met Rudy down at the corner. He got me my case of Scotch Guard. I'm feeling good.
Huff, huff, huffing the night away. Turn that can upside down.
I'm just joking. I'm not huffing Scotch Guard.
Propane.
Propane.
It's all
I'm propane. Drinking it straight.
My name is Mark. With me are...
Wow, Eric.
And Matt.
I'm out of my skull.
You are.
I don't know what's
going on. You're
over
in my lap.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I wish you guys could see the pantomime going on.
So how about that funk-ass theme song? Once again, I can't get enough.
Damn.
That works me like a...
Seriously, it should really be on TRL. I want Carson Daly pushing our theme song to number one over Britney Spears. Climbing over the Backstreet Boys, punching corn in the nuts.
I want, like,
sitting at number one for
30
10
fly
weeks.
Girls doing a synchronized dance to our theme song.
I want flashy sequin suits.
I want a remix by Puff Daddy.
Oh, I want Biggie Smalls to climb out of his enormous double-wide grave and remix our theme song.
Wow. Once again, we've offended... Large group of
people. Wait, what as if anyone's 10:20? Listening who would actually be offended.
It's a new record. Nine and a half hour into the show.
Whee!
What we're going to do on this here radio show is perform 2 hours of improvisational comedy. What that means is we make it all up. We're good. We are ninjas of comedy. So we just kick it live over the airwaves. Ain't no scripts to keep us safe.
My bower's mighty.
Ain't no pages to restrain the funk. That's just the way it goes.
Yes, we do in... body of a lamb, the feet of a lion, if you will. We come in here like little naked, nubile comedy virgins.
Seriously. Our eyes really are just haven't even opened yet. They're still covered in like the sheen.
We do what most established comedians can't do with a script. That's how good we are.
Yeah, that's really good.
Can I toot my own horn a little bit more? Can I toot us like a horn?
Why don't we have secretaries to be tooting horns?
I don't know.
If you want to be a secretary, please, you know, give us a call at the station and let us know. We can hire you on as a
338.
Not right now. Please don't call right now. Wait till music starts.
Or if you just want to be a sugar mommy.
Sugar mommy's good.
Yeah,
sugar
the desire mommy. Remains open. If you've got some cake and you're trying to figure out what to do with this cake, if it's yummy, yummy cake and it doesn't have any strawberries, because I freaking hate strawberries. Bring down some cake. To the radio station here at 113 North Market.
Now
we're
running on strawberries. Damn.
Yeah, you really... Those strawberries... The strawberry lobbyists are really up in arms right now.
That's unnecessary. I take personal offense.
That's where I stand here in, you know, independent community radio. I don't have to take money from the strawberry industrial complex.
That's right. You stand firm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you seedless bastard, you.
So how did you all freaking make it through the week? Without us. The perpetual question that we ask every show. Still haven't got an answer, so if you have one, 359-9338.
You know, if somebody would bring us cookies right now, I would love you forever. I want cookies. Anybody out there, you got some cookies?
We would. We'd do it all.
You have $4 in a car? Go to a food store, buy us some cookies. We give you good... hey, the door. Hello.
Hello. I got these vanilla wafers. They were kind of under my driver's seat, but... Their cookies.
Guys have some vanilla wafers.
Wait, are vanilla wafers supposed
like
to be fecally brown?
Some of them got this oil stain on it, but it was fresh oil. Yeah.
Right, it was fresh oil.
I get my oil changed every 3,000 miles.
No, oil is bad for the digestion.
What's your name, sir?
Whatsoever. I'm Terrence, and I've got cookies, or are you going to love me forever, or what's going to
occur? No, see, that was on tape delay. That was a show earlier today.
Oh,
that wasn't us.
Yeah.
You might want to come back between 9 a.m. and 9:01.
Yeah, and don't bring your nappy-ass vanilla wafers by here anymore.
Ooh, was it Paul Reismandel's show?
I don't know.
Him. Nick Wolf, perhaps? Will he love me forever if I
yes,
bring him?
Yes, he will.
Very possible.
Bring him cookies.
He'll let you sit on his lap and turn the little knobs.
Oh, good. I'm on my way.
You know, the knobs on the... Well, you know, whatever. That's cool. That's cool to me.
Okay, Terrence, it was nice to meet you.
Thanks, Terrence.
Why do I always have to answer the door? Why
you
do
know,
I?
Eric gets the phones, you get the door, and I sit here smug-like and not have any responsibility.
Yeah.
I said I have to sit and stand by him.
That's how it goes.
Ain't that the way it goes?
I scratch my, you know, until it doesn't itch anymore. So
the last week, the topic remains, you know, somewhat unexplored. It happened. Yeah, they seem to agree with me on that.
Apparently. Everybody, yeah. The phone isn't ringing off the hook, so apparently everybody agrees.
the week happened.
It went on.
You know, I really don't want to get somebody to call up and dispute the fact that the week just happened.
Well, I
it's
mean,
gonna quote lame
cause it's one of those things where, yeah, well, it's like one of those things where we know, but if you actually had to scrounge a proof that it did, how would you do that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I would get you my dashed hopes and dreams from Tuesday. The, chewed up cold pieces of my soul from Wednesday, and the hot pastrami sandwich I had on Thursday. That's how I'd prove it.
And a very real collage to prove to you all that the week did happen. But just because it happened doesn't mean that I was enjoyable by any stretch of the imagination, because we can only assume that it wasn't, mm-hmm. since we weren't in your lives coming through over the airwaves to give you a reason for living.
Wouldn't 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of what jazz like be wonderful?
I don't think that their backs are strong enough, quite frankly.
I don't either. I don't think there's a futon large enough for that for you.
I don't think they can go all week long with that kind of constitution. Because, you know, we are a demanding bunch. We're fickle lovers.
Well, I mean, we got a slow hand, but, you know, we're demanding. You know, we're gentle, but insistent.
It's true. We'll let your hands roam, but not without the proper guidance.
Exactly.
Times.
Audio footnote. Listeners may wonder why I'm not participating in this particular exchange. It's because in the last 30 seconds, I converted to the Puritan religion. I'm only wearing black and white. Ain't y'all going to be on the outside when Thanksgiving rolls around? And audio footnote.
Wow, Mark's a Puritan now.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Can you convert back now?
Yeah, okay. Hang on.
Wow.
Easy as pie.
Is that like a format C colon type of command going on?
So what's the deal with earthquakes? All over the freaking place.
I don't know. I'm thinking that, well, you know, they've been kind of... Earthquakes in and of themselves have been kind of low profile, you know, PR-wise. I think they've decided now, right before the millennium, is a really good time to kind of make a push.
Make the presence known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make a push. And, you know, they don't want to mess with us, with America, because, you know, we'll bomb them.
Yeah.
Because we do that to anything that, you know, like, spits back, so.
You know, I was thinking about it. It's like the natural disasters that get all the hype. You're talking like Hurricane Floyd, you know? And why that's so big is because it's kind of like combining the tornado and, like, the flood, you know? It's tons of water, tons of wind. It's, you know, it's all sorts of things, just assaulting your senses, just all crazy. I think earthquakes need to hook up with volcanoes. I think really, like, when they're happening in the future, fire needs to be belched from the earth. They need to step it up a notch, you know?
Well, really, I mean, as we draw closer to the millennium, these, you know, I mean, come on. Granted, you know, Hurricane Floyd was, what, like a class 5 storm or something? Ooh, class 5. You know what? We're getting to the millennium. You know, some crazy, crazy people is going to be looking for, like, class 20 storms, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
they want actually the moon to fall from the sky, land in their front yard.
Well, I think movies have a lot to do with kind of making people yearn for the bigger, better, more realistic stunt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Soon, you know, going to a movie and paying $6 for, you know, the new Arnold Schwarzenegger movie isn't going to be enough. They're going to want to experience the kind of...
So they're going to have large men punching you in the neck while you watch
a movie.
In punch-o-vision!
People will be inventing gigantic machines that control the climate.
I want a volcano today!
No, boop. But I definitely think that earthquakes are making a push this year. It's kind of like, you know, Meatloaf, you know, appearing in Fight Club. He's making a push to be at the forefront. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Donnie Wahlberg in The Sixth Sense. They're doing their part to kind of make their presence renowned. Or, like, known again.
Right.
You know, the forefront of modern pop culture. So, I don't really blame them. You know, we kind of forgot they were around. They kind of forgot about their early stuff, their early work.
Yeah, I mean, they were, you know.
Had a thriving career once upon a time. Yeah. And
you know, here on Independent Radio, where we are the alternative media, we are free to feed truth to the masses, unfettered by, you know, commercial limitations. I'm really bothered by the just the gaping holes in causal analysis behind the recent earthquakes. Has anyone ever just, you know, obviously the corporations, there are certain things they don't want you to talk about in relation to these things. Has anyone looked into the possibility of supervillains?
I think economically that's a very sound idea.
I think that is. I think we should get a house committee together, U.S. governmental task force on supervillains like Earthquake Man.
Yeah.
Possibly he's running amok, and we wouldn't know.
We wouldn't know.
Because we're not paying attention, because we have a lack of what? Say it with me, folks. Superheroes.
Superheroes, quite frankly.
And, you know,
sorry,
and why is that?
It with you,
because they've shut down, they've, you know, pretty much crippled the space program. There's nobody going out to get bathed with cosmic rays. They've, you know, weapons development way
there's
down
There's not
low.
Enough nuclear accidents.
There's not enough yet. Give me a gamma bomb. Somebody invent the gamma bomb so I can get a Hulk. You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, and we're not giving, we're not inviting the gods back. You know, like, in Norse mythology, we can't get a Thor back here. You know why? Because we don't believe in him.
We don't.
You know, we need these things. And, you know, what I'm saying, folks, is vigilantism is about your only, the only thing we're going to see these days is a Batman, maybe, you know? Your Daredevil, minus the, you know, keen 360 radar sense.
And Kevin Smith guiding his every move.
Well, right.
Because Kevin Smith's got other things to work on.
Well, he's got other projects.
Yeah.
Audio footnote, four people laugh, and audio footnote. Audio footnote, one of those four is Mike Saul, and audio footnote. But really, you know, let's, everybody go out. Get some spandex tights. Get a tight little Club Raver shirt. And a domino mask. All of different colors, varying degrees of, neonness going on.
Nobody will know who you are because you've covered your eyebrows.
Exactly. Take to wearing glasses in your everyday life, and then you don't even need the mask. And just start beating up people for doing stupid things. I think that's great.
It's cool by us. That's for sure.
I don't think, as long as
you're in spandex. I mean, if you're not wearing spandex, you're kind of a jerk. And don't
be like the Blue Jean Avenger, because that isn't going to work.
Yeah.
I'm going to smack down on you if you come by.
So 359-9338, if you've got, you know, if you've got a valid sales pitch for the best superhero, and if you're maybe the man or woman to fill the job.
Or if you've recently been, in the last 15 minutes, been assaulted by someone in a brightly colored spandex who's mumbling something about, what, Jayla's like told me to do this. You know, give us a call, because we
actually
know.
Do we want those calls?
No, because we want to deflect them.
That's true.
we need to reroute
those
to the legal
department.
Shake off
all liability as fast as possible.
Somebody get Louie on the phone, our legal counsel. Louie, attorney at law.
He's a great, great man.
He's got no legs.
He's got a really furry neck.
Yeah.
And it's really fun, though, because he's got this great ploy. He uses, like, he does, like, all this stuff to get, like, to, you know, to really irk the judge. Oh, Louie, approach the bench! And he just goes, I can't. You know, and, like, and plays that sympathy card right there. Right. And the entire, what do they call it, jury. Wow.
Sometimes.
Eric needs sleep. And audio footnote. The entire jury is like, ah, the poor attorney with no legs.
Trying his hardest to fight for the man's
justice. I once saw him. He was really on the ropes. He was losing bad. So he actually pulled himself
on ropes.
He works
on a pulley system in the courtroom.
No, he
it's
actually
really the most efficient
he,
way.
He flopped himself off of his chair and, like, dragged himself with his fingers, like, towards the bench.
Well, that's the kind of dedication he has to his job.
Redirect you to him.
It's really a hell of an amazing resource that we have this guy who has no legs as our main legal counsel. Because anytime anybody like tries to bring a, you know, they offended me, they insulted me on the air, lawsuit against us, we just send up the guy with no legs. And,
right.
You know, how are you going to argue that case?
Yeah. These are fine, upstanding young men.
And I would know, because I've got no legs and I have a terrible life. And, you know, there you go. It's a beautiful, beautiful setup. I mean, it's kind of freaky. You know, you don't look at him.
So, you know, call us. Just call us if you want to, you know.
If you have a massive crush on Matt, please call us.
Call me. There's no way in hell you'll get my home phone. But
call here.
Call
here. You can breathe heavily into the phone.
And I can, you know, figure out whether I have to notify higher authorities.
Right. And leave your name, because we'd like to know who to put right on that little please restrain blank from coming within 1,500 feet of me.
Oh, is blank coming? Is blank on his way?
No. I told blank not to be here tonight.
Okay.
I hate that guy.
How do you feel out? Or strain forms. Is it actually like you can go to a police office and they just have a stack of them on a desk?
Yeah, they do. And it's like, they have like a conversion chart for like what they did to you and how far away they have to stay. Like,
so I can actually get a restraint form for like a restraint order for someone for like 10 feet away from me.
Yes. Yeah,
this you can't come 10 feet closer to me.
What is really odd is people don't usually utilize this one, but there's actually a form. It's form B12, where people have to stay within a certain distance of you. Like, they have to stay, like, between 10 and 15 feet from you at all times. Nice. If you want to really, really, like, punish someone for doing something to you, make sure they have to stay, like, you have to stay more than 10 feet, but less than 11 feet away from me at all times.
You know, it's it can be kind of a pain, like, depending on what time of the day it is to get that form, because there's, you know, if it's the right time of the day, if school's just out, all the emo kids are lined up, like, filling out that form for girls named Laura and Joanna, you know.
Yeah, Joanna has to stay just close enough for me to see her, but just far enough that I can never have her! And then there's
now
a guitar,
my song
then there's
is
a really
complete.
Hard, yeah, then there's a really heartfelt guitar solo and some screaming.
Yeah. Holds up the guitar to the amplifier, shakes it twice, turns around, and walks away.
Oh, and his backpack is
so would that be like a withholding
clever.
Order?
Yes. No. You can do that.
You must stay within 6 inches
emotional
of
I have an emotional detachment order. You can't like me anymore. Stop it.
Damn it. Anyway.
Anyway.
Phone number is 359-933. You are listening to What Jail Is Like. The finest radio product to be found, or not to be found, or to be sensed somewhere and grasped at, but not quite achieved. And you just sit there and pull the blinds down and sit in the dark. And damn. 359-9338. What do we got coming up next after this break?
Do we ever really know?
Do we have more noise? Really know? More noise.
It's just chaos, destruction, havoc.
Okay.
Madness.
More noise, which may or may not be words, which may or may not, you know, form some sort of logical order from which you are supposed to glean some
meaning. I may just clamp my butt cheeks over the microphone. Listen
He's
to the melodic sounds of my intestines.
You never know.
Damn it.
Here's a little soak
Give me my freedom!
359-9338.